Greetings to thee.
Greetings from the entrails of a golf course. The entrails of a golf club, actually, to be precise. I'm down in the men's locker room at 8:30 at night, and nobody else is here besides myself, and I'm about to have a shower. And the interesting thing about this is that this is a real masculine place. It smells. You can smell in here the aroma of feet that have been out on the golf course, which have been caked within socks, and the whole room actually smells of that. And you know, for those of you who have never been into the innards of a masculine sanctuary like this, I can tell you that it is a sweet place. It certainly does stink. So, what can I tell you about this place? It's completely empty, so I can walk around it and get a towel. I see a sign saying one towel per person, please, which is taped on the wall here with red sticky stuff at either side. So, clearly, this golf club had an afterthought. Why did it have an afterthought and put up one towel per person, please? That it must be that at some stage in the past, some people have taken more than one towel. Now, if I tell you that the towel in this golf course kind of isn't the biggest towel in the world, I can tell you that if you were corpusculent, or anyway, if you were a fat golfer, you'd have some trouble here. If you were John Daly, you'd need several towels, and it says only take one, please. So goodness knows what would happen to you. I see hangers, right, by the way, around me. I feel like I ought to photograph them because they're all empty, these hangers. Got nothing standing on, nothing hanging off them. I see Cutter and Buck, and I see Five Seasons. So it's basically, I see a really nice leather bag on the floor. So this is a place festooned with wood. Yeah, I've got some wood, and I think some of it might be genuine, some of it might be imitation. You know, this kind of veneer stuff that you stick on and makes it look as if it's oak. But anyway, I've got real wood around me. I've got lockers and locker keys and shoes. People have left their shoes here. Now, it's normal for men to be able to leave their shoes in some golf club locker rooms. Some people kind of, you know, put on their golf shoes out in the at the car and don't go inside and change. I very much admit that I prefer to change my shoes in the locker room. There's something about the locker room that is important. It's a kind of place that you can be yourself. Now, listen to the ambient sound. Just hear the reverberations in here as I declaim to an empty room that I have played some moderately good golf today, that I might even be in the running for the prize later on. Now, okay, that's enough. That is for the purpose of giving you a soundscape. Here we go. There it is, and I'm taking my iPhone right into under the shower. Hang on. Yeah, I found a way of allowing the iPhone to suck in the shower. And a very, very long time ago, I described how I did it. So in here, in the shower, as you could hear the water, the iPhone is standing up. It is actually holding up. Hold on. Water is all over the cover of the iPhone. And suddenly, oh, it stopped. Okay, that's it. That's enough fun. It's mainly just being an opportunity for me to add an audio element to an evening which is about to go live. In other words, we played golf, we did the 19th hole, as golfers do, and we're now about to have real live music played by real live people, and there'll be bits of finger food, and it's all for the cause of celebrating my kid brother. Yep, my kid brother. And he's a pretty good kid brother, but anyway, that's another story. So there we are. That's it. Paul and Manny, I better now clean off. Bye-bye. Straight from Limerick Golf Club, by the way, in Ireland, where I'd say the members would be horrified by what I've been up to down here behind their back. But they're all gone away and the golf club is just left to those of us who are going to enjoy ourselves this evening. Okay, I wish you bye-bye.